Everybody, welcome to Matt Man, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by the master of cold brew, Rich Stambolian.
I am the master of cold brew.
Yeah, we're back.
That's my wizarding power.
Yeah, we did a show on Saturday.
It's a birthday show.
It was a birthday show, and we are doing a show now on Tuesday, so we're back.
19, right? You're 19?
I'm 21.
Ooh.
21.
Ah, yeah. Old enough to drink.
Yeah. So the reason why we did this is because a lot happened.
Yes. Trying to get back on a regular schedule.
I want to get back on a regular schedule. But also, All In. Sold out.
Well, there's two things we could talk about here.
Okay, go ahead.
Either All In or John Cena proclaiming his love for Nikki Bella on the Today Show with Hoda.
Oh, what? Tell me about that. Tell me what happened.
That was a
there.
Joke.
I didn't see it. No, but what happened with Hoda? I didn't see it.
He was boozing up with them two ladies. And
did he get drunk?
I don't know. He was telling them how much he loves Nikki Bella, wishes he was still with her, and wants to marry her. And then at that same NBC thing, they caught up to Nikki Bella and were like, "We hear John Cena still wants to be with you." And she was like, "Yeah, that's cool."
It is a work. I think the whole thing is a work.
It's so weird.
I don't think they were ever together.
That's also the only time my wife used that word.
Why is that a work?
She was like, "I think it's a work."
I don't ever think they were together.
I think they were.
I think they
contractually
stooped.
Together.
I think they stooped a little bit.
Uh huh.
A little bit of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, "Listen, this is going good for us on the show. Let's keep it going." Yeah, and they've been broken up for like years.
I don't know, man.
And I think the brother of the Bellas is really Nikki's boyfriend.
No.
Yeah,
he looks just like
that. I think that's my theory right there.
Yeah, I think. I think they're contractually obligated to be together.
That's
and
possible.
I think by signing her contract, the contract says that she is John Cena's property. And
yeah.
Then John Cena is free to do whatever he wants with anybody, anywhere, at any time. Because he's John Cena. There's a rumor floating around that him and Carmella were going at
stuff.
It. I would love it if that was the case. It would be amazing.
You know what, though? She is kind of like her ripoff. They have a very similar...
With more personality.
Yeah, it's like a similar gimmick, you know?
Yeah,
backwards hat girl. I don't know what they are.
Backwards hat girl.
Yeah, that's a gimmick.
The only thing.
Did
you watch the press conference for All In?
I did not. I saw parts of it, and it was not good.
Nice and quick. It was a nice and quick press conference.
Yeah. Quality was eh.
No, it was terrible quality. But the press conference went well. They announced who's going to be there. They keep teasing CM Punk.
What did they say?
Well, because he's doing a signing at Pro Wrestling Tees in Chicago that weekend, right? The same weekend as the All In show. So I feel like just by mentioning that, he's going to have an appearance. Also, they talked, I kind of missed the end with the Bucks, but apparently the Bucks are headlining.
So they held the show. So by the way, the press conference was held
in Pro Wrestling Tees
in their garage or whatever in their
warehouse where you could also buy our shirt,
which you could buy our shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/mattmenpodcast. So I want to talk about what happened with the ticket sales, okay? And I want to kind of break this down for people, because a lot of people really don't understand how these things work with tickets.
Yeah, well, regardless, 30 sold out in 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 or so minutes. So this is how tickets work. If you got a major event, right? Like a major, like I'm not talking about just a regular show. I'm talking major event.
Let's say Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. Okay.
Major.
Yeah. Give me another one. Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Sure.
Big at the Garden.
Okay.
I'm talking big events. Like this is a big event. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of hype around this. NXT, sure. The first two NXTs in Chicago. SummerSlam.
Sure.
Royal Rumble. WrestleMania. I'm not talking about Backlash. I'm not talking about Backlash. I'm not talking about... you know, No Mercy. I'm talking about, major events. 20-30% of the tickets that are available will go to secondhand markets.
Right.
Okay. That's how it is across the board. I mean, that's the reality of it. So the tickets sold out really quickly.
Yeah.
And people lost their minds, because I feel like this is the first time a lot of people have gone to an event like this.
Have tried to get tickets for something.
or left their homes. And they went apeshit on them. They said, "You guys suck. This is terrible. You should have limited people to two tickets." Well, first of all,
yeah.
If you're a family of four,
exactly,
how are you going to buy tickets?
That kind of screws everybody.
Or if you're a group of four, how are you going to buy? It doesn't work like that. You can't do limited two tickets.
It's weird.
But.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's how I see this. Mm-hmm. If out of 10,000 tickets available, you have, I think they're going to be over 10,000, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's going to be more seats open. But 10,000 tickets, if 20% or 30% of those tickets are not available, you're mm-hmm. talking 3,000 tickets
okay.
on the secondhand market.
Sure.
Which I do not think happened.
Okay.
I looked. The most I was able to find was about 500 tickets on the secondhand market.
And now this is through like a StubHub or like a SeatGeek or something.
Literally minutes after... Hours after, the next day, mm-hmm. all I saw was 300 and something tickets available.
Okay.
Okay. That is a fraction of the 10,000. That's 3%.
Yeah, yeah.
3% was on StubHub.
Mm-hmm.
Where else would people post these tickets?
Right.
People are not going to stand in front of the venue and scalp them.
StubHub, SeatGeek, and there's a couple others.
SeatGeek had a couple, but SeatGeek, what SeatGeek does, they don't actually sell the ticket. They mm-hmm. find you the tickets.
Yeah.
Right? Is that how I believe that's how they do it? They find all the sites and they find them. I don't think 30% of the tickets went to the secondhand market. I would say we're more realistically maybe 10 to 15%.
Okay,
and you're still equating to 1,500 mm-hmm. at most. Let's say 2,000 tickets on the secondhand market.
Right.
That's normal. That's how it works.
Also, like I think this is a very specific and particular event in which that up until the tickets were released, the big question was, can they do
it? And they did it.
And they did it.
Yeah.
And I think that was the surprise, where I think the skeptics were the ones who were hurt most by it, because they were like, oh, I'll get my tickets next week or whatever. Kind of tying in with that, which maybe for another future show, because people think this is like a one and done. Like, this is it, you know?
I think this is going to start maybe a little tour.
Yeah, a little trend.
Yeah.
Let's say like a House of Hardcore thing.
Maybe 3-city tour. They'll do New York, Chicago, Philly. Okay.
LA.
New York, Chicago, Philly, San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I would do New York, Chicago, Philly,
mm-hmm.
San Francisco.
Texas.
Maybe in Texas. Yeah. Maybe WrestleMania weekend they could run a big venue. I don't know. Because you got to also remember, they don't want to compete with New Japan. They don't want to compete with Ring of Honor. This is their
right. Well, this is a very interesting deal too, because a lot of people are involved with this. NJPW is involved with this. Ring of Honor is involved with this. And I think one of the surprising parts of the press conference was Billy Corgan showing up and announcing that Nick Aldis will defend the NWA title against Cody Rhodes.
Cody, and I want Cody to win this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, this is the brainchild of Cody and the Bucks, and I think this is an amazing thing.
He'll hold his dad's title, you know?
Before we get into that, though, this kind of equates to, I think over the weekend, Trent Reznor, for the new Nine Inch Nails tour,
yeah,
he announced no digital ticket sales.
No digital tickets.
If you want a ticket, you're going to have to wait in line and
go
get
to the box
a physical
office.
Ticket.
Tickets go on sale at box office at 3 p.m.
And people went berserk.
Like they were mad.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
If you want to eliminate the scalpers and the digital scalpers and all this stuff and the exorbitant prices, physical tickets, man, you wait online. I used to wait online at the Wiz on Main Street to
Nobody
get concert
beats
tickets.
Nobody yeah. beats it. Nobody beats the Wiz.
And I kind of miss that. I'm like, that's old school. You know,
Wiz used
like,
to sell tickets?
The Wiz on Main Street used to sell Ticketmaster tickets. It had a Ticketmaster.
And would people line up?
Oh, dude, like any show.
Yeah.
Like any show I wanted to see.
How about GWAR?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like a lot of metal shows, anytime I wanted to, when Iron Maiden reunited like 20 plus years ago, or whatever it was, I remember going and waiting at like 7 in the morning, and the thing opened at 10, and there was still like at least 60, 70 people in front of me.
Huh.
You know? I think that's cool. That's like an old school thing. Teach these kids that effing lesson. You know what?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just put in a credit card number and it'll be there, you know?
So Chris Harrington on Twitter, this guy is really good with these numbers thing. Mm-hmm. He does the... Wrestle Economics podcast, I believe. Yeah, Wrestle Economics. Regardless, I follow him. He broke down the gate for the All In show.
Okay.
Right now they're at almost $500,000. The gate is $500,000.
Wow.
They've made their money.
Who gets the gate?
Yeah, they made their money.
Cody and the Bucks get the gate.
They made their money. So he also found out that there was about 300 tickets available. This is interesting. And I don't understand. So we are back to this bizarre team mentality, right? Like, I didn't think that this would happen in 2018 with wrestling.
Okay.
Because, you know, before you had WCW, people, WCW sucks, WWE sucks. You know, it was a time.
Yeah.
People were dumb. The freaking 90s, you know? We drank Surge Cola.
Sure.
You know? We did stupid stuff.
Disgusting.
So, and it was competitive. It was two rivals. And there was a story there. Nobody's competing with WWE at this point.
But there's people want that.
But they don't. I don't know. I don't know if they do or don't. Because here's the thing. I could understand people that are WWE fans not giving a shit about any other wrestling.
Okay.
That makes sense to me.
What I don't
understand is the constant need for failure for another group.
Yes.
You know,
I agree with that.
At least with TNA, there was a fake competition that was created on the internet. There was some sort of competition. They were grabbing WWE guys, bringing them over.
Yeah.
They're not doing that with All In. They're not doing that with Japan. They're not doing that in Ring of Honor.
Sure.
So, when people are writing and they're saying, you know, who gives a shit? Cody sucks. If it was, he built this. Yeah, the only reason why he sold 10,000 tickets is because he made his name in WWE. And I'm like, oh my God, these guys know nothing.
Right.
These are people that have never seen anything outside of Raw and SmackDown.
Right.
But why would you want this show not to be a success for anybody in wrestling?
Exactly.
I really want a valid reason why anybody would want this to fail, want this not to do well.
In a nutshell, it's the mentality of, this is not what I want anymore. I don't want it to do good. I'll give you a great example. A great example, I don't know if you've ever heard of the band Metallica.
No,
never. When they went from a Justice for All album to the Black album, there was a big outcry, right?
Yeah, okay.
And then from the Black album to Load, and then they cut their hair. It was like
they sold out.
People went so. I remember people went so crazy of like, yo, they're not good anymore.
Saint Anger.
It was terrible. They're not good anymore. Blah blah blah. They suck. F them. Yeah, it's the same shit. When you go see a Metallica concert, they're still playing their old songs. You know.
Yeah, of course.
It's evolution of like whatever. So I think psychologically, it's like, I'm not comfortable with this anymore. I don't want to see. I don't care about Cody.
But here's
I don't
great
care
thing.
About this. You know.
This Cody thing, it's 10,000 people out of the millions that watch Raw are going. Why are people so upset?
Yeah, exactly.
Why? Who cares? I think this is great for the business.
They
pulled
agree.
It off 20. This is the first time in nearly 20 years in North America that we have a non-WWE wrestling show that has broken 10,000 people in attendance.
That is headlined by arguably the greatest independent tag team of all time.
The Young Bucks. I mean, look at the lineup, right? We don't know the card yet, right? We just know it's going to be Magnus and Cody for the NWA title.
And the Bucks are headlining.
I hope that's in a steel cage.
That'd be so great.
Okay. The Bucks are headlining?
The Bucks said they're headlining. I bet you, and this is just my fan theory, I think that's all that was said, that they were headlining, right?
Okay.
Bucks versus Mysterio and Punk.
That's a weird. Oh yeah, Mysterio's on the car.
Mysterio's on the car. He's there, right? Bucks versus Mysterio and Punk, I think, would be such a.
We could also get Okada versus Pentagon Jr.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okada. Jericho might show up.
Jericho maybe. I don't think Jericho's going to show up.
No, because he's doing Dominion.
He's doing Dominion, but I think his kind of like. Handshake deal is like, I won't work in North America.
Okay. Dominion, SummerSlam, All In.
Wait, did he do that Long Beach show?
I don't believe he did.
He did not. Jericho. Ray was supposed to do it. Yeah.
He talked.
He talked.
Okay. He cut like a little promo. Yeah. But I think that might be the headliner, man. If you have, let's say, like, Punk hasn't been in the ring for a while, Mysterio.
What if it's Jericho and Punk?
Versus the Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
I think he's the bear.
You think he's Bernard?
I think he's Bernard. Yeah, I think he's gonna show up. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And attack Cody at the end. And the next one will be Cody versus CM Punk for the NWA title.
Oh, I would love that. That's good booking right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think Corgan needs this definitely for the, because, like, you know.
You know, Punk, the reality is, Punk is perfect when the Bucks and Cody Omega's contract expires.
Yeah.
You know, in theory, the best scenario for Japan would be, you know, they're leaving and here comes CM Punk and he now is in the Bullet Club.
Or he's the Bullet Club.
Or he's the Bullet Club. I don't know. Do we need, I think you need to strain that team because they sell too much merch break it.
I think putting Punk in the Bullet Club, this is such ridiculous fan theory right now. Putting Punk in the Bullet Club is not the best move. You know why? Because the same thing will happen that happened in WWE with the Nexus, where you make Punk your leader and the focus became him.
Yeah.
And because his personality is so big, I think it would overshadow the rest of the dudes in the Bullet Club.
Yeah, it's possible. You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I would like to see him as, like, the Dusty to their horsemen.
Listen, everybody at the end of the day, if you're in the wrestling business, you're a fan of wrestling.
Right.
And if you are at the caliber of, you know, look at Chris Jericho. Why is Chris Jericho doing this?
Exactly. He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to. This guy has a... He was in WCW, one of the great, you know, cruiserweights. Mm-hmm. He was a high flyer at the time.
Yeah.
The guy became the first ever undisputed champion, held title after title, reinvented himself every couple of years, mm-hmm. was in a great program with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and all this stuff. Why would he go to Japan?
Love of the wrestling.
To face Kenny Omega, then Naito.
Right.
Because he's a fan.
Right.
Because he's a fan of wrestling and he's thinking, you know what? I'm winding down. The clock is ticking. I kind of want to get in with these guys before it's over.
Yeah.
I want to get in with these guys. I want to say, you know, I wrestled the best in the world.
Right.
Which these two are probably the best, you know, Naito, Kenny Omega, Okada.
Oh, man.
They're the best of the best.
I'd love a Jericho Okada match.
You know what? Technically, it's amazing. They are the best of the best of the best.
Yes.
These guys, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, mm-hmm. Steve Austin. These are characters, right?
Right.
These are... once in a lifetime, The Rock, they're characters. But Kenny Omega is way more the total package than these guys were.
You want to say the elite. He's an elite.
He is. He's an elite athlete of professional wrestling. There's something very special about the guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it'll come across in WWE, if it's even possible.
Does it have to?
Does it have to? I don't even think it needs to.
Yeah.
I really don't think it needs to. But, again, just like how Chris Jericho wants to go and work with these guys because he's a fan. At the end of the day, what's everybody's dream?
WWE.
To go to WWE.
I also think that the Jericho is the ultimate Vince Mark/Stooge.
Yeah, I know.
Like, the dude is definitely, in a weird way, scouting talent.
Of course.
You know?
Of course he's going back. It's like, no, this kid's good.
These guys are all amazing.
You know what's amazing? I mean, Chris Jericho's a fast guy. He was fast in the ring. Now, listen, he's in his 40s now, right? Obviously, you slowed down a little bit, whatever. But you saw, I mean, that match with Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho, it wasn't that, nothing against Chris. Like, it was actually amazing how you saw what a phenomenal wrestler Chris Jericho is, right? But you also saw, holy crap, Kenny Omega is leaps and bounds ahead of everybody in this business, as far as in-ring goes. And it's those little nuances in the ring. It's those little things. You know, it's not, you know, his lockup is different.
Right.
The way that he hits the ropes and he lifts that leg and then he comes right down on it.
Yeah.
You don't see that in WWE.
No,
people don't run the ropes like that. People don't lock up like that.
Yeah.
The way that he does, you know, everything is snap. Everything is aggressive and quick.
Very crisp.
It's not fluid. You know, WWE is like, ugh. And a hip and a whoo.
Well, because you're playing it for the last guy in the last seat.
Yeah,
you know.
I would, if Kenny Omega came in to WWE, I would not put that WWE title on him. I would give him the IC title for like 2.5 years.
Ooh.
And then I would have him go in, challenge for the title with the IC title.
Yeah.
I would do a moment like that.
Is Naito and Jericho for that IC belt?
No. Who's the IC champion right now?
Naito.
Oh, is he? Maybe it is for the IC belt.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
If that, like, again, this is straight fanboy stuff. If Jericho beats Naito for that IC belt and then takes it back to WWE.
Yeah.
belt versus belt in like a cross promotional thing, that would be
that's
completely ridiculous.
But listen, to go back to All In, right? To go back to All In. I don't know where they go from here.
Mm-hmm.
It really comes off. It really depends on how the show's going to go off.
Right.
They right now, they said during the All In conference that they don't have plans to stream this.
Okay.
But the reason why they didn't run the Cow Palace is because that building is really bad to pull off.
Okay.
You know, when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was a reason that they had, apparently. So maybe they want to put it on pay-per-view. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not streaming. Maybe it's going to be, you know, next day on demand.
I'd buy that pay-per-view.
I would much rather have that show be pre-recorded and released the following day.
With, like, a nice little edit.
Nice little edit. Yeah, okay. Because, you know, you got to be smart. And these guys, you know, Cody's a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
He's not a goof. This guy's a smart guy, and the Bucks are smart guys. These are businessmen,
right?
More than anything
else.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
They know the mistakes that Ring of Honor has made. Mm-hmm. They know the mistakes all these other indie promotions have made by prematurely going live because it's the thing to do.
Right.
You don't want to jump the gun and pull off and make it and put on a show and have it be a debacle, because then that's all people are going to talk about. People never talk about how great your stream was.
Right.
They're going to talk about how shitty it was and how it failed and what a joke this is.
That was the chat room. I shut the chat room off when I was watching the press conference, because every comment in that chat room was, this is stupid. This is terrible. This looks terrible. This is terrible.
But where are they? They're in a freaking warehouse.
Yeah. Take a chill pill.
Guys, come on, man. Just be happy there's something. Let's just be happy there's something.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun, man. This is going to be a good show. I wish we can go. If we can somehow get tickets, we can drive there, sleep in the car for a couple of days.
That'll be a lot of fun. So what the hell's StarCast?
That's
the podcast convention?
I think that's the media...
Yeah.
Hub for them?
Yeah, it's the podcast convention.
Yeah, well, that whole thing...
I do not want to be there.
I'd love to be there. I read the schedule today.
Yuck.
And everybody's doing... everybody is doing... Every wrestler that's not a WWE guy is doing their podcast there.
Yeah. I mean, that's a cool part. I just don't want... I don't want, like, the Bill and Barney's wrestling podcast guys.
Why not?
I don't want those guys. I don't want to see them.
Make a phone call. Let's get on this.
I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll tell you off the air.
Fly us in.
Fly us in, baby. StarCath, baby.
So listen,
it's amazing. It's the first time we've seen something like this since WCW. When was the last WCW show that did 10K? I want to say it was 99.
Halloween Havoc.
Why is there a cat here?
That's a... Is it a cat or is it Interdeacon?
I think it's Deacon Meow.
Is it
meowing.
Making noises? Eo! It didn't even sound
Deacon,
like...
Deacon, what the hell's going on? I want to say it was 99, and it had to have been a pay-per-view.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. WCW pay-per-view, 1999. Definitely wasn't 98. It had to have been 99. I don't think they broke... Oh, maybe it was... You know what? It could have been 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the Wikipedia. Someone has this number. I found this number a while ago. Do you remember? We spoke about this.
It would be hysterical. Like, they're doing it in Chicago, close to Chicago. It'd be hysterical if it was a work the whole time, and from the beginning they had Punk involved with it.
So Star Brawl Revenge.
Oh boy.
Did 4,300 in 2001. Okay, so WCW Super Brawl 2000 at 8,500.
Star Brawl.
Sold out at... Okay, so sold out at 14,000.
Where?
In Cincinnati, Ohio. All right, so they did 14,000.
97? Or 98?
Then it got 85. We're in 2000. So I want to say 18 years. 12,000 in April. They did 12,500. But remember, this is attendance. This is papered. This is not
right.
I'm not going based on tickets sold. I'm going based on people in the building. 12,000. You got 7,000 in May 2000. You got 7,000 in June 2000. 6,500. 2,600.
This is sold out.
New Blood Rising, now Fall Brawl, 8,500. Halloween Havoc, 7,500. The Millennium Final, 9,000, which was, I believe, was this the one in Germany? No. Yeah, it was in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
3,800. Oof. For Mayhem. 6,500 from the MCI Center. Sin did 6,600. Super Brawl Revenge did 4,300. And the final pay-per-view, Greed, did 5,300. So the last WCW pay-per-view was 12,000 people, and it was from April of 2000.
Wow. How many people?
12,000?
Jeez.
Yeah.
I ended up on Sold Out 1999, and the main event was Goldberg and Scott Hall in a stun gun ladder match.
Oh, my God. Oh. So, I don't know if there were any Nitros that broke it, you know? Maybe there were a couple, but we're talking 20 years.
Amazing, isn't it?
We're talking 20 years.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, and the stream died, by the way.
For WCW or for us?
For us. Deacon! Deacon's going to turn it on, but we're still live on Facebook.
All
so
right,
if you guys,
cool.
You can watch on Facebook. Go to Facebook. Here we go. So, I don't know. You know, this is great. If they do 12K, mm-hmm. which building are they in Chicago?
It's right out, it's outside of Chicago.
Is it the Fairmont Horizon?
I'm not sure.
Can you turn on the big encoder box in the basement? Thank you.
How big is it?
Big.
Yeah.
Big. Like
big of a business person.
It's like it's like Mecca. It's gigantic.
Like
it's
a
giant
1970s
block.
Computer?
Yeah. All in wrestling. StubHub.
Maybe it was the cat. Maybe the cat was pulling out the plugs.
All right, let's see. It's in the... is it Hoffman Estates? Is that where it's going to be? At the Sears Center?
Happening right now. This shit's getting crazy.
Okay, so it's at the Sears Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Sears Center. Let's see. So capacity is 11,000. So they could probably do 12K mm-hmm. with, you know, with the proper seating. 12,000 people, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
And that's not even thinking about the merch sales.
It's not even, $500,000 without the merch. I mean, it'll be over $1 million.
Like, they're going to need, they're going to sell. I feel like they're going to hit, like, some kind of record with merch sales that day. Because you're not only getting, like, you know, Mysterio and the Bucks, you're, like, they're going to sell a million Bullet Club shirts that day.
Yeah.
A million billion Bullet Club shirts.
So what are you looking forward to?
As far as?
With everything that's
just
happening.
Just like in general?
Yeah. With that show, with the outcome, what it'll be.
I really would love it if Cody took that NWA title. I kind of feel like NWA needs to... I got to hand it to Billy Corgan. Billy Corgan got burned severely by his dealings with, trying to make Impact something, right?
Yeah.
And in the last few years, you have... WWE is very, it's in an interesting place right now because they're giving you like more bang for the buck in terms of their shows and the network, right? And then you have Ring of Honor, which has always been solid. You have NJPW, which has been like on a current upswing for the last few years, even though they lost a lot of talent. And then you have the new Impact, which I feel like is... It's almost a breath of fresh air.
The new Impact.
Yeah, just because like it's another option and it's another place for the guys to work, etc. I think Corgan, God bless his heart, really needs to up the ante with the NWA stuff and have it recognized more as a brand.
Yeah.
You know? And another interesting thing is, and I thought about this yesterday. I was looking up, after our show, I was looking up, like, title histories. What are the acknowledged world titles in wrestling at this point?
And IWGP, WWE, mm-hmm. WWE World, WWE Universal, Ring of Honor?
I don't think they've ever really acknowledged that as a world title on WWE television.
You don't think they've been a world title on television?
I don't think they've acknowledged it as a world title on television.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where Samoa Joe is not called a former world champion.
Interesting.
Right?
What do they call him?
Just Samoa Joe. You know, like
Shimo- Ring of Honor champion?
Or, yeah. Well, he was also the TNA champion for a while.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing with Austin Aries, I want to say. Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy held that Impact belt a couple of times. So did Jeff Hardy. That belt is not acknowledged. Right? My
Impact at one point was a world title.
Right.
And then it dropped because I think somebody, Wade Keller or somebody said it's no longer a world title.
Another interesting thing, bouncing off what we were talking about the other day, is that Nakamura and AJ Styles have competed for that title more across the world, I think, than any other belt in the last few years.
Hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Which I'm loving the feud, and I really want to see where it goes. And that the next event is Money in the Bank, right?
Next event is Money in the Bank, which we're going to have three Money in the Bank matches.
They didn't announce the tag one yet.
No, they're going to, though.
Who do you think is who do you think is going to take that briefcase?
Well, who's in it right now? What are we looking at right now? Let's see. Money in the Bank. And sorry, guys. We lost total internet here.
Sucks.
That
Fios.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's only the wired lines that lost internet. I don't know why.
Braun, Finn, Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens, and two more guys.
Okay, so let me. Okay, so right now in the women's we have Ember Moon, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, and then we're gonna get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. It's Braun, Finn, Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens. Who do you think the other two is gonna be? Roman.
Sure. And gender?
Oh no, we have Roman versus gender in the show.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I don't know, man. That's a good grouping of dudes. Again, I think it's who would work with the suitcase.
I think Braun is going to get it, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't think he needs that suitcase. I wouldn't mind Kevin Owens with a suitcase, you know?
And he'll cash it in at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Finn with a suitcase would just look weird, him coming out with a leather jacket.
Oh, maybe he'll do the suitcase thing. What if he does, like, he changes the suitcase to, like a briefcase.
All right.
Like a nice, thin, classic businessman briefcase.
Like a shoulder bag?
Yeah. Like a messenger bag? Yeah, a messenger bag.
That'd be great.
Just the guy riding the train back to going to work.
Very classy. I don't know, man. I feel like it's gonna be Miz. I would love the, I would love one of the last guys to be Drew McIntyre.
Oh, maybe. I hope so. I mean, that guy's entitled to a big push.
Last week, we were talking about how we want to see Drew versus Braun, right?
Yeah, everybody does.
And last night, we got it.
Yeah.
We got, like, a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Which I think is amazing. And I think that's the feud to see. Like, you can't... There's something about Drew McIntyre at this point where you're like, yo, he did it. He is the chosen one. This dude, we're starting to see what Vince saw in him.
Yeah.
Who knows how many years ago, where he labeled him as the chosen one, right?
I hope it finally happens, and he's looking really gnarly.
He's looking amazing.
He looks great.
But it's a good, like, I'm glad they put him with Dolph. It gives Dolph something to do. Hope it doesn't fizzle out like most of the Dolph stuff does. But he's like, Dolph is like a weird gatekeeper at this point. You know? You can't begrudge the guy.
No, you can't.
For, like for his character and being what he is. In this position, I think this is a good move for Dolph. Having him team up with the other bad guy, you know.
Yeah, I guess they're gonna do something with it. You know,
he's giving him. I think it's also, not a stepping stone, but like I said, the gatekeeper. Yeah. Usually they'll put Dolph with guys who need to make a transition, right? Nakamura's first feud was Dolph Ziggler.
Oh yeah,
because he's the most WWE style wrestler on the roster.
Yeah, and he can make you look good, and right. He knows how to work with. He could take a bump, and
so I think this is Drew McIntyre's reintegration into Raw, team up with Ziggler, have him ride together. Ziggler will be like, "Listen, things are different now. This is what we do here. This is how we do this. This is how we do that." Get him more adapted to it. You eventually will get the heel turn.
You think that's what they're gonna do?
I think you're gonna get Drew McIntyre turning on Ziggler. Ziggler doing like a weird face run, and then McIntyre being like a ridiculous heel, you know, because already he's a heel. He's a great heel, you know. He looks insane. He's got a bad attitude. I think the dude's going to go a long way, especially in that current roster. That Raw roster is like, you can't throw a stone without hitting a main eventer.
Yeah. You know? You're absolutely right.
I'm liking what they're doing with Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy.
Yeah, they're kooky.
They're very kooky, but they have like a tag finish now.
Yeah, what is it? It's
the Kiss of Deletion.
The Kiss of Deletion. Yeah.
This is freaking amazing.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, you know what I want to touch on a little bit before we wrap it up? Because I got to do another show after this, and I got to fix the internet problems.
Fix that internet, baby.
So Nia Jax and
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
How awkward was that exchange?
So awkward, man. And it's so premature.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, it's awkward. I think Rousey, I love Ronda Rousey. To me, as a fan, I think she needs to get over that, like, the wow factor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's a fan. She's blown away by just being there. And I think it comes across, you know? So, like, the promos aren't natural yet.
No, she's just like, all right, whatever. I don't deserve it, but.
Yeah, like, if that's what you want,
I don't know.
That's what I want. If that's what you want, that's what I want.
So they're going to screw her, right? Maybe Steph will come out and screw her.
Ronda?
Yeah, and then Nia will be a heel, and this will have been a big ploy with Nia and Ronda, and it'll be Nia will say, I worked my ass off, and blah, 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 and you just came in here, and you think you deserve this? No, F you, and this will continue to Stephanie and Stephanie feud with Ronda, and they'll make this into like an Austin McMahon thing. And
do you want to see Nia as a heel again?
No, I don't want to see Nia at all.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's terrible.
Do you think you want her back on NXT?
I don't know. She does nothing for me right now.
Okay, that's interesting.
Maybe this heel turn will be good. You know, she's like a goon for Steph.
That'd be great. Yeah. The enforcer.
Yeah. So I like that.
So here's one of the things. All right. Vince, I feel, took two very strong gambles, right? One on Braun Strowman, and that's paying off at this point, right?
Yeah.
Because I think his debut on Raw was maybe like his fourth match or something.
Whose?
Braun.
Eighth.
Okay.
His eighth match.
So that's a huge gamble right there, and I think going by Nia's NXT career, she was the second gamble. Or he's like, oh, she's,
oh, a, maybe, yeah,
she's an attraction.
Sense. That makes sense.
Let's put her with Asuka, Bayley, and Sasha.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And then she made the transition to Raw, and like, her career's been going well. I mean, like, now she's the women's champion, and people seem to love her and gravitate towards her. But I think it should be just like a little more. That promo, and it's a weird thing to say, like in a non-wrestling situation, but that whole thing at the NBC red carpet, whatever, that put a bad taste in my mouth on the character.
It was just goofy.
Because it was just like phoned in.
Yeah.
You know, it just seemed phoned in. I wanted a little more. Like, who, like, how does that make sense? Even if you're a good guy champion, if you're a babyface champion, and you're like, hey, buddy, I think you should be the challenger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm challenging you, you know? Yes. Like, it makes no sense. I would have much rather it been like they're bantering back and forth, blah, 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 and then have Charlotte as the heel go, hey, Ronda, I bet you won't challenge for that title. And then you have it kind of have it happen that way almost, you know, instead of her being like, oh, I guess so. I don't really deserve it, though. Nod to the fans. And then accept the challenge, you know? I just, like, fell a little flat for me. And again, not in a wrestling ring or on the show. Just a weird red carpet thing. Where do you think it feels awkward for these dudes to walk around with that belt at, like, a corporate thing like this?
I think so. I guess so. I mean, you know, you're walking around with a title belt at a NBC thing. These people think you're weird anyway.
Uh-huh.
And now you're walking around with this title, you know?
Yeah. Like, you think Chris Maloney with his five head.
Chris Maloney is like, oh, that's the women's champion?
Like, what's going on here? And
Mariska Hargitay is looking at you thinking, who the hell are you?
Right. You know, like, is it awkward for them to be
I think
be
it's different
thing?
For Ronda. Like, Ronda walking around with a title is like, okay, it's Ronda Rousey.
Right. She can do whatever she wants.
You know, you got, and even like the guys, even like John Cena walking around with a title, you're like, oh man, that's
John Cena.
You're a grown man walking around with this.
But I think it's one of those things where, like, everybody knows who John Cena is. And even if they don't, people will come up to John Cena and be like, yo, you know, you're my nephew's like favorite wrestler. You know, my kid's favorite wrestler, things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a larger than life thing. But having, like, poor Nia Jax walk around with that title, like, all over that thing, I just felt like it's a little bit awkward because she doesn't have that name recognition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even Charlotte, at this point, people knows she's a star. Like, we were talking about that with Roman. If Roman walks into a bar, you'll be like, that's a dude. That guy does something. He's a star. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I think Charlotte has that. Charlotte has that a lot.
Is John Cena wrestling?
No.
What is he
doing?
I think
he's being sad.
Well, who's he feuding with?
Nobody. He's taking time off.
He's moping around?
He's moping around. Did you see the picture of him with facial hair?
Yeah, I like it. Oh, man, I like it. It's so uncomfortable.
It took all the John Cena out of John Cena.
To grow it?
Yeah. He was just, I feel like, because that one picture, it just looked like he lost all his muscle, and he was just a dude for a day. Maybe that's his thing. Like, if he grows facial hair, he deflates.
Yeah.
You know, like a reverse Samson kind of deal.
A dude that really loves the Celtics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think obviously, if it's true, it's heartbreaking to see John Cena go through this. But at the same time, it's like an arrangement. I feel, you know, you can almost see through that.
Yeah,
and that's gonna come out probably like later on. You know what I mean?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Like when we were kids, I thought Macho Man really did marry Miss Elizabeth.
How awkward is John Cena holding a wine glass like this?
Hey, listen, he's holding it properly. He's holding.
He is a Sauvignier.
He
loves wine.
He's holding it by the stem. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he acts like a Sauvignier, a wine expert, holding it by the stem because that's how you're supposed to hold it. Nimble.
And he probably let that bottle breathe for at least 15 minutes. You know?
Yeah. It's bizarre. All right, let's wrap it up. I gotta fix this.
Gotta fix that internet.
Yeah, guys. Thank you for tuning in. A little quick one this week, but we'll be back next week with a whole new Mat Men. We'll see y'all next time.